confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.
That was good. Hello.
Hey.
What up?
Welcome to the Flat Bottom Girls podcast. My name is Maddie Smith.
My name is Jordan Jensen.
Thank you all for being here.
I'm fucking freezing cold. We're all bundled up.
Dude, I'm so fucking cold. Our heat was like hissing out of the radiator this morning. And
was
then
it
was off. Now it's not on anymore. I don't know how it works. Is it supposed to be always on or?
Well, when you live like the plebes do, such as yourself, yeah, you have water-based radiators, which means you just have the clickety-clack all night, then it gets 100 million degrees, then it gets cold.
Yeah.
But if you are a duchess, such as myself, you might have yourself a split unit, in which case you can orchestrate
you
your temperature to the degree.
The old split unit. Yeah, we don't have a split unit. We got old-ass radiators, and the big-titted woman upstairs controls our heat.
I mean, it's pretty crazy. Mike's room can be a completely different temperature than my room.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
It's unbelievable. So I'm fucking... I got my heat all the way turned up. It's blasting.
Yeah.
If I walked outside my room, I would realize that I'm sitting in a sauna right now, but...
Right. Dude, this is our first big, very chilly week in New York City.
It's so true. It's freaking me out a little bit.
We got away with no heat for a while, and now it's bundled up. Now it's like, oh shit, yeah, I really don't want to do outdoor shows. Just more like, wow, this is it. It's coming.
I mean, it's just less like the outdoor shows just won't be attended. There just won't be human beings there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we'll do them forever.
Yeah.
But
Me and you have... I mean, I feel like all my shows are... I feel like I have... Like, the Halloween is when everybody decided to have a comedy show, which is crazy. But me and you are on two of the same ones that night.
Yep.
Which
two shows, Sunday night, guys. Come on out. We're at... I don't know where they are because
I don't
look at
either.
Any shows until
maybe
an hour before the show.
Maybe we should... There was one year where I think I was... There was one year I was a uterus, and then there was like... And then I found out later that you had been an IUD. I don't know if it was the same year, but it was something really close. I think it was like close. Oh, it was last year?
Last year I was an IUD, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was a uterus like 2 years ago or something. But it was like really close. We should coordinate our outfits for these two shows.
That's a great idea. So we have 5 days to think of something. I'll do anything.
You know what I thought of when I was on this... Oh, I have to tell you about this edible I ate last night. Anyway, I ate an edible and I was like, I have that blue jumpsuit and I have the red bandana. And I was like, wow, I could really be Rosie the Riveter. And I was like, but that's so stupid. And then I was like, I'll get a fidget spinner and be Rosie the Fidgeter. And I thought last night that that was the most clever shit I could ever... And people would be like, are you Rosie the Riveter? And I'd take out the fidget spinner and be like... More like Rosie the Fidgeter. And I was like, it's genius.
People would literally lay into you so hard if you did Rosie the Fidgeter.
I mean,
just
this
so you
is,
know.
I am notorious for having bad costume ideas. Last year I was Goodwill hunting and I had a Goodwill shirt that was camo. And that was camo print. Or like, there was one year I wore all black and I had little squares. It's just cheap costumes. I had little squares of colored paper cut out on me, and I was a chick lit magnet. chiclet magnet. I mean, that's like crazy how bad that is.
Wow. Yeah, so you're crazy. into the pun.
I'm into not spending money.
Type of thing. I'm into not spending money. I don't think I've ever done like a thinker, a riddle of an outfit such as you have.
I think of them when I sleep at night. It's crazy. And they're always like cheap.
Right.
So they have to be clever, and it's me thinking of one piece of clothing I have and then trying to work around it.
Right.
I've always wanted to be Scully and Mulder with a duo. I tried to get Sagalow to be... What?
I don't know what that is.
Dana Scully? From X-Files.
I never watched it. I'm a fucking loser.
Oh my goodness gracious.
So Brendan said no?
No, Brendan I tried to get to be Tony Soprano and I was going to be Carmela.
Oh, okay. That'd be fun.
I mean, that's good.
Couples costume.
He was doing a Tony Soprano impression and then I was like, I have a good Carmela impression. So, yeah. Are you going to do a couples costume? With me?
With you. I'll do, because we're going to the shows together. Let me think of something. Last year, I thought of the IUD, like, a week before Halloween, and now we're reaching that crunch time. I have a couple wigs, but I don't have any other ideas.
You have red hair, I have blonde hair. We could be Josie and the Pussycats. Get one more person.
What about, the Powerpuff Girls?
The Powerpuff Girls, yeah. This would mean we'd need a black-haired friend.
Noah.
Oh, yeah. No, Noah will refuse to go out. Y'all remember Noah from the other podcast? She's my political friend. You know what Noah said to me the other day that blew my fucking mind? All right.
What'd you say?
Notorious Noah for being the smartest girl I know, right? She just is super heady. She goes, me and her boyfriend and her all hanging out. Me and Joe are watching TV, and Noah just goes, I forget how it came up, but she goes, yeah, men watch porn together. And we, like, what? Both slowly turned around and are like, what did you just say? And she was like, men watch porn together all the time. And I was like, dude, no, they do not watch porn together. And she was like, what? And I was like, I mean, maybe when they're 12 and they're first trying it out and they find their, you know, but no. And she was like video games. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe that you've made it to this. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Yeah.
So she literally thought, like, guys all watch porn together?
Yeah, she thought they, like, get... I was like, what do you think happens? Do you think they get hard? Do you think they also get hard and then jack off? And she was like, no, just, like, to watch. And I was like, that doesn't... No, dude.
Maybe, like, 12-year-old kids were like, look at these titties I found on my dad's computer.
Of course, yeah, but that's it. She thought, like, grown men will be, like, Super Bowl and then some porn guys.
Right.
Crazy.
Well, some of them might be. Maybe in the Midwest.
Yeah, maybe bizarre incels.
Yeah.
Wow. So, can't
trust
them.
I'll think of a costume. Let's keep it cheap. I don't know. There's so many options and yet nothing.
We could be the Powerpuff Girls and Andrew could be Buttercup.
Andrew can be Mojo Jojo.
Ooh.
The villain monkey.
Mm-hmm.
What if we were
SpongeBob girls? And Patrick.
Okay. Who's who?
You're obviously Patrick and I'm SpongeBob.
Why is that obvious?
Because you have red hair and are wearing a pink sweater right now. And
I thought you were saying it was my personality.
No. And I have buck teeth and yellow hair.
You don't have buck teeth. They're regular.
Maybe a little bit.
I used to literally, my teeth used to look like SpongeBob's when I was in like kindergarten. Two big buck teeth right in the front.
Mine too, definitely. I had two buck teeth and a little gap.
Yep. Mine
SpongeBob
were like straight
and Patrick
out.
Is actually a pretty good idea.
That's a pretty good idea. We could do like the avant-garde version. Where you wear, but you wear just like yellow and black pants and boots.
Wear like a yellow shirt, black pants, and glasses. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
And then I'll wear pink and green, and
Do you have green pants?
No.
Yeah.
I do have kind of like beachy shorts though that might work.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. Okay, we got
very,
it.
Very, very interpretive.
Yeah, it'll be interpretive. It'll be good.
Otherwise, I do have a blonde wig. I could be your twin.
Yeah, okay. We could be bachelorettes on The Bachelor.
Wait, I could literally do that.
That would be so fun.
What, and Andrew's The Bachelor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of The Bachelorette, fuck this woman.
I only watched the first episode so far just because I don't like The Bachelorette as much because all the guys look the same to me and they're fucking boring. But I need to watch the second episode before tomorrow.
I mean,
it's insane.
The way that they unloaded caravans upon caravans of the same horrendous dude on her was so funny. It seemed like a bit.
I literally would have said, oh, that's all you have? None of them are good for me.
And nothing was as funny as Andy's season where they unloaded 15,000 Thors. Just short, blonde, strong dudes with square faces. I mean, it was so funny. That, to me, I was like, she's getting punked. Or she, like, fucked up and said, like, my type is kind of like long-haired blonde guys.
Yeah.
And
she said one thing once.
Yeah.
But this season, the guys are especially hideous.
Except for Dale. Something's up.
He's the only acceptable one.
Boy,
everyone's either 27 or covered in Vaseline. They all look like they're covered in
Vaseline and just...
They look like they're there just to fuck each other.
Ugh. It's not going great. She's not good. She just seems like their mother. The men are all way too young for her. It's crazy.
They're way too young. I think they went in knowing they were just going to disrespect her. I mean, when you become a 39-year-old bachelorette, all the guys on the show are going to be pretty fucking rude to you. Especially if they're younger.
I mean, you know how in every season they're like, it's time for them to get alone time with her and they all bum rush her and they're like, can I talk to you?
Yeah.
This season she literally was like, does anybody want alone time with me? And they all literally were silent. It was so crazy.
She was literally like, so that's it then. I'm just standing here waiting for you to respond and no one wants to hang out with me. And he's like, I'll speak for the group. And she's like, don't speak for the group. Speak for yourself.
So brutal. It was the cringiest thing I've ever seen.
I know. Dude. Ugh. Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen. I need to watch the second episode. Shout out to Claire Crawley. Is that her last name?
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for her. She has a hot body, but she definitely has mom vibes.
She's not... I mean, she does have a hot body, but her boobs are... her ass is incredible. Her boobs are very fake, though. But yeah, this is a cringy season. Yeah. It is always cringy when you have a majority of men there because it is just...
Yes.
I mean, they're so doofy and it's impossible to discern one from the other.
I know. And they all wear the same outfit. At least on The Bachelorette, on The Bachelor, you're like, oh, there's the red girl. There's the girl in pink. Okay, there's the girl in the big dress. And on The Bachelorette, they all look the same and there's one black guy.
Yeah.
And they're all fucking ugly. It has very animalistic vibes, The Bachelorette. It's guys talking to each other and being like, she's so fucking pretty, is like absolutely horrendous to me, versus girls being like, he's so cute.
In the most recent episode, she gets to see their dicks, and I find that to be cheating. I think that's cheap.
She bullied them?
She just had them do a challenge where basically they have to get naked. Which is, like, one, obviously the older woman would do that because, I mean, it is an ingenious move.
You gotta cut people out early. And you can't go through 30 dudes just to find out he has a small penis.
I know.
I'm sorry.
We're
too old for that.
What a good idea. I mean, I was like, it feels cheap because all the other bachelors didn't think of it, but it also is like, damn, dude, I would do that too. I'd be like, all right, now we're gonna play a game where I put your dick up against this measuring stick.
And then I'm also gonna feel your balls to make sure they're tight.
Also, I'm gonna fuck you and see if it's good.
They should, like, figure out who's the best sexually before she gets down to the last five, because I don't know.
What if they all talk to their exes? That would be a good one.
Yes,
you know
they
what
should
I mean?
Do that.
That would be so
they
good.
Even outside of The Bachelorette, you should be able to talk to a new guy's ex and ask, like, what the deal is. You should be able to get references.
Yeah, I mean, I think that when you meet a man, they should walk up to you and immediately say what type of person they were in middle school, you know? Like, I was a Sublime, or, like, I wore a conch necklace, or, like, I would be like, yeah, I was a mall goth, you know? And right. then they should give you the phone number of their most recent girlfriend.
Yes.
And then they should, you know, they should tell you how they react to humiliation. Because that's always the thing you find out later, and my God, is it brutal.
Yes. It's always 3 months in when he has, like, a freaking... He punches a wall, and you're like, oh, this is... Why didn't you tell me this?
Yeah.
I wish that I didn't meet your mom, because now I'm stuck.
That's why I loved having Andrew on the podcast, because we talked to him about what his defense mechanism was, and he was Blinky Man.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's like, I want to know if somebody is a Blinky or a Punchy. I always go for the Punchies.
I always go for Blinky. Yeah. You know me. I prefer timid, scared, afraid to say what he feels.
The other day when I saw my ex fight a man and win, I was like, we should get back together immediately.
Wow.
Yeah.
If Andrew fist-fighted someone, I would say, get out of my house.
I mean,
I don't know. There is something very like, whoa, that's him. He's fighting for me.
It's so viscerally attractive to me, and I'm so... I hate it. I'm somebody that when somebody gets self-conscious about something and they show it in an unattractive way, I bail so quickly. Like, if it's... You know what I mean? If somebody gets a little bit like... Like, I used to date a guy who would just have full bitch fits if his masculinity was bruised, and it was so unattractive to me that it would take me so long to recover.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think... there is a cringe style of, like, I'm gonna fucking fight this dude that is wildly unacceptable. It does have to be in the right
situation. But when it comes out of nowhere, you're like, oh my God, I needed that. I needed to see you fight this guy, and now I want to suck your dick.
It's true. I wish I didn't fall for it, but I do. I really do. I think it's a little bit in everybody.
Or, like, if you watch a movie and the guy's like, don't touch her, man. And then he's like, I said don't touch her. And then he pushes the guy into a pool table.
There was a guy out at a comedy hang the other night that kept putting his hands on me, and a comic was like... Who?
Who? And which comic? Which comic fought... Let me guess. Peter Avello.
No. So, it was... Peter...
He was the one touching.
It wasn't a comic who was putting his hands on me. We basically had this like outdoor show for at the studio, whatever, the thing that we're gonna do on Halloween, Studio 111.
Afterwards
all the comics were hanging out to watch the debates, and this guy had like kind of hit on me, and then I had left to go to another spot, and then he like hit on Chloe a bunch. And then we, like, met
up. Was he ugly or hot?
Fine. That's the annoying thing. He was, like, fine looking. And then we all met up at this bar. This is also the mushroom dosing story. So we all met up at this bar, and we were hanging out, and he kept, like, talking really... First of all, he was, like, a dud. Like, he was just a conversation killer. He was a punisher. He just, like, trapped you into conversations, and you couldn't get out. And he had no problem, like, if two comics were... If I was, like, talking to somebody, he had no problem being like, ha, 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 ha. Yeah, that's what they say about Dobermans. And you're like, what? And he's like, God. Nothing. Now we're talking, you know.
And he wasn't a comic, right?
No. And he kept, like, talking really close to me, and it was, like, really stressing me out. And then he was like, hey, he was like, can I tell you something? Hold my hand for a second. And I was like, hey, no, I'm not, like, a big toucher, dude. And then he just, like, grabbed onto my, like, my legs were crossed, and he grabbed onto my, like, ankle and was, like, talking up at me. And a comic was like, yo, dude, don't touch her. She literally just said that she doesn't like to be touched. And I immediately was like, oh, I could have sex with this person instantaneously.
Well, now I have to blow you in the middle of this bar. So
yeah.
Thanks a lot for doing that to me.
Also interesting, the people around who didn't say anything when it got also a very interesting thing, but it was, so he kept doing it. He kept coming closer to me. He kept touching me like over and over. And I was like, hey man, like I know that you're not trying to be malicious or anything. And I get that you're just like drunk and handsy, and this is your way of showing affection. But one, we're in the middle of a pandemic. Two, I've repeatedly told you I don't like to be touched. And three, you are a complete stranger. And I was like, and he kept doing it. And I was like, And he, I was like, to be honest, I think if you touch me one more time, I'm really going to fucking lose my shit. And then he was like, do you guys want to smoke weed? And we were like, no. And then he was like, what about mushrooms? And everybody was like, And then he disappeared and he comes back with his bag of mushrooms. And we all ate realistically the amount that it, I ate the amount that it would take that I knew wouldn't do anything to me, but wouldn't make me seem like an asshole for not doing them. It was the tiniest amount.
Right.
Like, I would do three times this in the morning. And I proceeded, me and these two other comics proceeded to trip for 5 hours.
What? And so what kind of trip? Because, you know, I don't know the ins and outs.
So it wasn't...
Explain for our viewers.
That's the thing. It wasn't like a mushroom trip where you're like having visuals and stuff. It was like, I was like rolling on the floor laughing for like 4 hours.
Really?
I mean, it was...
Were you scared?
I got scared for a minute because we went to this rooftop and I was a little bit like, But, and the comics that we were with, I watched them kind of like go through waves of like, ooh, is this a little too much? And then they came, but for the most part, it was like, I mean, for 99.9% of it was hysterical and really great, but it was not... I mean, there's no possible way that it was just, like, a mushroom. Like, there had to be fucking PCP or some LSD or something on it.
So, did the guy take them with you?
No. We, like, because I yelled at him after he gave them to me. I was, like, he had a cigarette and I had my, like, he was, like, swinging it near me. And I was, like, bro, I'm wearing $70 Nike joggers that are extremely, like, if you get a hole in them, they will be ruined. And if you fuck, and I just, like, told him off and, like, he kept saying shit, and I would just be like, hey, dude, like, you're just, like, making, you're making people feel uncomfortable. And everybody was kind of, like, coddling him in a way, which I kind of get, but it did get to a point where I was like, you need to, like, and to be honest, it was just a touching thing. I was just like, it's crazy that you don't give a fuck.
Right.
And,
what is this, the pre-Me Too era?
It was so weird. And it wasn't even like that it was in a sexual way. It was just like a lot of nudging and close talking and grabbing me to get my attention kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it was like so incredibly claustrophobic. Like it was just like, get the fuck. Like Sagalow was like, sit back in your seat and keep your hands to yourself. Like he literally was just like all over the, like he just couldn't. Anyway, but it was crazy. It was a great trip though. We had a really good time after that.
Well, at least he provided you with a good time. Like,
yeah, totally.
When dudes touch me and I don't want them to, literally I need to take 5 showers.
So the thing that was fucked up about it was he hands me this bag of mushrooms and I didn't want a trip really, so I took like the tiniest bite, you know. But the as soon as the dude started grabbing a couple, he was like, yo, these are really, really strong, you should chill. And I was like, what if I had, like, if I had taken a reasonable amount, I don't know what the fuck would have happened. I mean, I felt them within, like, 10 minutes, too. Like, it was, I do not know what was in there, but if I had if I hadn't taken just a little, he would have allowed it, and I don't know, it just would have been awful. Yeah. So that dude sucks. But it was a great time, because we...
He sounds like a straight-up rapist.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's something totally... I mean, it was totally fucked up.
Were you nervous taking his drugs when you don't really know him?
Yeah. That's. I mean, I was super nervous about it. That's why I only... But all of the other comics I were with did it, and, you know, everybody's drunk, and I'm sober, and I was like, all right, I'll take the tiniest bite that I was so sure it would do nothing. I had a full belly... Yeah. And it was a nibble upon it. It was just so light. Yeah. And my tolerance for mushrooms is so high at this point.
Right.
Crazy. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you feel anything coming down from it? As you know, I've historically, notoriously never done shrooms. So I need to hear more about the experience itself.
The come down is like, it's a little bit where you get like a little bit jittery and it's hard to fall asleep, but I just usually eat an edible and some melatonin and it helps me come down. But yeah, for the most part, it was an easy come down. I mean, I didn't get home until 5 a.m., so it fucking took forever. And it took like a bike for a long time. We got really sweaty, like playing ping pong and stuff, but it was like, it was definitely, I was on a drug that I did not sign up to be on. And then you have to always, I can never just like lay down and just like pass out on mushrooms. I always need to smoke weed or eat melatonin or something. But drugs that I don't have to do that with, like weed or alcohol, are such a depressant for me that I never do them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to try and get mushrooms and I'm going to do them with you. I'm going to force you to do them.
Okay. Well, man. Yeah. I mean, I'm down, but
it's going to be so mild.
But what are we going to do? We talk about this quarterly. What are we going to do? Sit around and tell each other we're sexy? What's the vibes?
I know. You can't go out and do anything.
So sit in a park?
No. You go do things. You bounce around. We would go, you know, you eat a little bit. You go to a show. You go do something. I mean, there's going to be something that's happening over the winter. And for you, it's easy because you can just, if you start to feel a little bit like, woo, you can just like drink. You know what I mean? You can just have a drink. Mm. But
alcohol plus shrooms, a combo? Is that allowed?
Yeah, totally. It's great. Mm. I'm just saying we should do it in a social way where you just do it and you walk around and you just like cruise yeah. about. I'm not saying that we should go to a cabin and have like a fucking trip. I mean, I would love to yeah. guide you through an epic trip, yeah. but that's like a little bit life-changing.
Maybe we can start with the cruising and then the trip later.
I think the best way to start is when somebody is already out for the night and they're having a couple drinks and they're like, I'll try a bite of this.
Yeah.
Because then it just gives you this like extra little wave of like, woohoo, this is cool. You know yeah. what I mean? And then you kind yeah. of get introduced to the feeling as opposed to people who are like, I'm ready for my life to change, which I'm for. Yeah. I'm very for, but.
Right. Well, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow on her Goop series on Netflix did a shrooms episode. I don't know if you saw it, but they had the guided shrooms where the people took a lot of shrooms and then worked through their trauma with some old man pushing their shoulders and while they sobbed into his arms.
Wow, that guy's life. Yeah, I mean, I don't think there is a time that I do mushrooms that I don't learn something new or come to a new conclusion, even when it's mild.
What did you learn this time?
That time I had this like, well, that time was kind of crazy because there was this other girl there that was like kind of shy and she wasn't saying anything all night. And I had this, and she was like really hot. And I had this kind of realization about how I had this realization where it was like, because like there's this idea of femininity where women are like very quiet and also mysterious, right? Like that's like the ideal, right? Yeah. Like the ideal woman is sitting quietly by
two things I'm not, motherfucker.
Right, two things we're not. And they're like, you know, that I realized that I was like, so even I every single dud, like all duds of women, like just if they suck and they don't say anything and they just like have, you know, not expressing their, it just don't have a personality, they just get, and they're hot, they just get funneled into the mysterious and docile camp.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was something I was realizing was this whole gender thing and just how like it was just become, I was becoming very lucid to the fact that this woman was kind of, the men that I was with were like kind of gunning after this woman, even though she was saying nothing. And then I was realizing that the fact that she was saying nothing was like the big appeal. And in hopes that when she did finally say something, what it would be like as beautiful as her external self was.
She would be speaking French. And
Yeah, totally.
Dude, every time I see, like, a hot, quiet girl, I'm like, well, she's obviously a famous philosopher.
Right? Yeah, totally. Yes,
her works are published in the Oxford Library, even though she's just like, yeah, I work in marketing.
And you see a woman talking, and you're like, she's insecure and can't keep her goddamn mouth shut. You know what I mean? Like,
I know.
All the time, I'm talking, and I'm like, I'm just running my mouth out of insecurity. It's not even that I have a...
Every time.
I see a quiet woman. She could be a full vegetable. She could be fully brain dead. And I'm like, well, I mean, she's superior and more maternal than I am.
Well, she keeps her... She doesn't kiss and tell. I'll say that much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was becoming illuminating.
I'm very bad at being quiet in a group.
I remember my friends growing up trying to teach me how to be, like, flirtatious. And,
yeah.
And, like, how I could not do it. I could not figure it out for the life of me. I was like...
Yeah, you have to, like, play with your hair and pout your lips and let him say more. I'm not very good at it. I'm so masculine, I feel like.
I don't feel like you're masculine, but I do think that, female comics in general are fucking terrible at it. I think that it takes a certain type of something to be willing to go up on stage, and it's a deal that you make with the devil.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where you're like, if I have this personality trait, it means I'm lacking that personality trait.
Literally. I would give up my career in stand-up to be a good flirt. To be able to go up to a dude and be like, hey, handsome, what are you drinking? Instead of being like,
Oh my God, I have friends that do that shit. Yeah.
Or they like, they play along with like a guy nagging them, or they don't see like a nag as a full attack, or they like,
oh yeah, they, like, that a nag. Yeah, totally.
The playful banter they'll participate in where I'm like, please don't fucking talk to me. Like, just talk to me like I'm normal.
Or where they don't look into my face and immediately see their father or their mother. You know what I mean? I feel like they immediately are like, yeah, this is an authoritarian figure, not somebody I can penetrate.
Or they're like, oh, she's sarcastic, bro. Fuck. And I'm like, it's...
Or they're like, hey, can you look at my Tinder profile and help me curate it?
Yeah.
You
know? Or they're like, hey, Kristen, can I buy a drink for you? And then Kristen looks at you and is like, we'll share.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've just never been...
I mean, there are steps I could take. I did walk up to it. I went on a date and I walked... As I was walking towards him, behind him, I tripped. And I almost, like, ate shit so hard. Like knocked my fucking teeth out, ate shit.
Yeah.
But I caught myself. And as I was walking up to him, and I was like, you don't have to tell him. You don't have to tell him that you did that. Yeah. And I tapped him on the shoulder, and he's like, oh, hey. And I was like, I'm Jordan. And I was like, I almost ate shit hard behind. And I, like, couldn't. There's the divulgence factor that I just can't.
Right. I have the especially if I get a little drink in me, I will literally be like, let me suck your cock. And
the things you were saying when you were drunk were so, so funny.
Yeah. Yeah, no filters. And even on a date, I'm very like, blah. I don't know. I'm not very good at being like, so, you're in business? I love that.
I mean, I was really good at it when I was drinking. I was great at it.
Yeah.
I was a fucking killer. Man.
Drinking really gusses you up.
Really. Now I have no idea. How the hell are you supposed to make the jump from being... I mean, it is why I just end up dating the assholes, because making the jump from being, like, in a full conversation that's, you know, riveting about somebody's life and really getting into it and analytical about it to, like, being intimate is so...
The pressure, it shouldn't be on you. It should be on him. And it should have... You should be with someone who's grabbing your mouth and saying,
"Bleh." Yeah, but the people who grab your mouth...
I wanted to do that for so long.
The people who grab your mouth end up being assholes.
Well, there can be a mouth-grabbing guy who is also nice. I don't know why it has to be either he's a fucking pussy or he's a douchebag who doesn't ask for consent, you know? There should be a middle ground where the pussy can grab you in the middle of a convo and say, I wanted to do that for so long. But that's only in books, I think.
Ugh, that was good, though. I wanted to do that for so long. It was really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, but whoever you're seeing, he needs to be able to... You can cut this out if you listen to the pod.
No, I don't think he does. I don't know if anybody... You know who does listen to a pod? I said I would shout out. Shout out to this kid that I met at a party once. We had a great 4-hour conversation.
Oh, too long.
Amazing. So long. Too long. It wasn't 4 hours, but it was many hours. And then he was like, can I get your number? And I was like, sure. And then he just never texted me, but he watches all my stories and listens to the podcast. Okay?
What?
Yeah, totally. I know.
That's extreme.
So, shout out to him. I know you're listening, you fucking weirdo.
Okay, let me take a time to... I'm going to shout out my friends from high school, Toey Kuberka. What's up? She said the other day the podcast gives her life.
Toey?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think you never met her, yeah. And then my mom the other day said, what's negging?
Oh.
And I said, why do you ask? She said, Jordan says it a lot on FBG.
I can't believe your mom listens to this. I can't believe anybody listens to the shit that I say.
Well, it was literally October, and I said, what episode are you listening to? And she said, Wegmans. So I think she's 6 months behind.
Oh, well, I talk about negging all the time. I'm obsessed with the idea of negging.
Yeah, and we talked about Wegmans in February, so...
Okay, so she's got to catch up. Shout out to Maddie's mom. Yeah. Hurry the
F up. Shout out to them. Thank you guys for listening. And that's our one segment of the day, is the shout out.
Is the shout out. Yeah, we need fucking segments, dude. We had the mushroom segments. Segment.
Yeah.
We had the drug segment. We talked about a drug segment. It's been done. Yeah. Jordan's horrible dating life. Shout outs. And we haven't gotten our analytics back to figure out what our demographic is to know who we're
guys,
talking to.
Just to loop you guys in, we are with a professional network, and they're doing big things for us.
We always talk about diet. I stopped eating sugar for a week. I stopped eating sugar for a week. Felt amazing. Felt great, okay? But the time on the clock ran out at midnight last night, right? So I go to bed, and I take my melatonin, and I eat an edible to try and get to sleep. At fucking 2 a.m., I must have remembered that the time was up, and I had, like, only eaten vegetables all day. I get up in the middle of the night, and I just ate... I mean, I think I ate, like, 3 bowls of cereal. Unbelievable.
Ooh,
and I'm like... I was like, it's because my blood sugar is so low. It's because I'm so hungry. And then I all of a sudden was like, oh, my God, you ate a fucking edible. Like, you are just seriously munching out right now. Like, it was... And I, like, threw the bowl and was like, no, more.
Wow.
Stop.
So. I don't think I've ever forgotten that I took an edible, so
oh my
I commend
God, I
you
do
for
it
that.
All the time. Before bed, really? If I take it before bed. Yeah, because they're like, you eat half of one, and you're like, this is just going to like push me into a deeper sleep, something I have to stop doing because it's fucking giving me crazy dreams. But, yeah, it usually works if you get to sleep, but I just like didn't get to sleep and then just zombified, woke up and was like...
Time. But there's also something incredibly awesome about eating snack food after a week of no sugar.
Unbelievable. Great feeling.
Oh, I come out of my butt when
Me too.
I eat
you butt cum?
Bread.
You butt cum
I
also?
I butt cum while I eat. I butt cum while I eat. Because I was eating healthy last week and then we ate some heavier meals this weekend and oh, they felt so good.
Yeah, tell me about the horrors of the...
All
Airbnb.
Right, guys, so here's the vibe. My boyfriend, Andrew Chavone, my boyfriend, real man, we said, listen, let's go to Sleepy Hollow the week before Halloween.
That's so scary. That's so scary.
I know. The Headless Horseman is going to come get me. He's going to take my head. I said, bitch, take it. I don't give a fuck.
I am shocked that you did make that decision. That is so terrifying to me.
Well, we made it in August when... things were looking bleak, and I said, we need a getaway. So I booked this Airbnb in a little bit outside of Tarrytown, Sleepy Hollow. It was like 15 minutes out by drive. And on the Airbnb, it said, pied-à-terre from house, which means walk of the earth, a short walk to this Airbnb. It's like a guest house of a woman's house. And it looked really nice, cabin-y, like very like IKEA Swedish kitschy vibes. And
yes,
I was like,
yes,
this
minimalist.
It looked like a tree house. Like the view was like very like, oh, it was trees. And there's like a desk overlooking trees. And I was like, this is going to be great. Andrew's excited. He took Monday off. Andrew loves pumpkins and fall. He literally shits pumpkins from like October to January. So
have you carved pumpkins yet?
No, we haven't. Well, we were going to do it at the Airbnb, and then we had to leave. So we get to the Airbnb. It's literally a garage. The garage door is open. The room is the size of a full bed. It's got, like, tiled floor. There's a cockroach in the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
The bed has, like, this fur-covered blanket on it, like dog fur.
Oh, no.
Covered blanket. There's stains on the sheets, and there's, like, a big wet stain on the comforter, and the...
No!
It's, like, a single-room tiled floor, mud-covered grout, shit-stained fucking...
How big
shit.
Is the whole place?
The whole Airbnb room was literally a full bed and a bookshelf and, like, a tiny coffee maker, and the way she posted on... Airbnb made it look like it was this big, not big, but like really cozy, like two-roomed bed and nook, bed and kitchen nook, and it was all one room, and it was literally in a garage. It was like a garage, and
it was a garage. Like there was a roll top.
Yes.
Oh my God.
There was the roll. It was a roll garage, and then the door to the Airbnb was on that. So it was like you could smell the garage in the Airbnb.
Yeah.
And it smelled like mold and fumes.
Was it next to their home? Did they live there?
And their house was like a walk, like a 20-yard walk from our guest house. And so it's only like an hour out of the city. And in my head, I was like, I'm not sleeping here. I'm too old for this. We're only an hour away from our house. Let's just go fucking home. I'm not sleeping here. Mm-hmm. And then lawyer Andrew, took photos of all the shit and got Airbnb on the line and got a refund that night because he's...
Wow. Good. No, that's great. Because he
talked his way out of it. Dude, I'm telling you, this guy is really good at getting refunds. I can't even...
Oh, my God. He's a keeper.
So we got a refund. We left the Airbnb. Thank you to the woman who thought it was okay. And then we stayed in a hotel on Friday, and then we just went home on Saturday. It was... It went from like, oh, yeah, it went from like, oh my God, we're going to do a bunch of pumpkin and fall shit to like being home on Saturday. And honestly, you know what? Silver linings, I realized I don't like leaving for the weekend was what my, because going into it on Friday, I was like, dude, I'm about to be really tired on Sunday. And then I was home on Saturday.
Yeah, I do like the day trips where you retreat back. I really don't sleep well in other places. If I do a show in Boston, I'm fucking driving back. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Take me home. I'll get like in at 4 a.m.
I don't give a damn, you know?
I agree.
I mean, that's why I have trouble there, you know, even like when if I'm dating somebody, I'm like, I will bike all the way home just to sleep in my own bed. I will never fuck again. I made my bed into my haven, and I do not want to be without it.
I agree.
And it's why people move in together in New York. It's just impossible. Yeah.
Dude, Andrew and I felt like we were long distance because I was in Crown Heights and he was in Astoria. You gotta fucking pack a bag every time you go.
You gotta pack a bag. And a big bag.
A big bag. And then if you don't, and you're like, I'll just come over, you're stuck with old underwear or you're wearing the same clothes to work the next day.
Old mascara.
Old mascara, crunchy ass toothbrushes. Get me fucking out of here. So that's why people in New York are like, lay it out for me so I can know if we can move in within 3 months or else it's gonna be long distance and we're Skyping from Brooklyn to Astoria.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not, it's not an option for me to sleep in some whack-ass bed in Bookshwick and wake up tiptoe over somebody's fucking roommate.
No.
You know what I mean? Use your fucking weird bathroom and have the, it's not... It isn't. I need all my goos. I need all my lotions. Especially now that I'm aging. I'm like, yo, I gotta wake up and have my eye cream ready.
One night out of my skincare regimen, and my face looks like a puckered sponge.
Night out of my regimen, and my whole anytime I go on a trip, I gain 10 pounds, start breaking out, and I like kill a dog. Yeah, it's crazy.
That's the other thing is like even if it's just like a 2-day thing, I come home, I'm exhausted. I have to turn around and work on Monday, and my face looks like the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And
I will say the puffy thing that I was having, the allergic reaction every morning, went away with sugar.
Yeah, sugar sugar, bread, alcohol. The triple threat of face swelling items for me.
It's crazy that we just have to deal with this now. It's unbelievable. A piece of pizza, you know, is a hangover. Annoying?
A piece of pizza. Some people gain weight. I don't want to name names on the pod because maybe, you know. But I've seen some people gain and lose weight. And when they gain weight, their face stays the same. If my face stayed the same throughout bodily weight gain, I wouldn't mind. But my face makes my eyes look like slits in my face.
My eyes are so big that I just get big, like everything. I get like bug eyes almost.
Right.
Like it's crazy. Wow. My best friend Brianna, she has talked about gaining a little bit of weight over quarantine, and I'm like, dude, it all went to the best parts. You just have a hot ass, and like everything is just cropped like a little bit bigger, but you're the exact same person. I mean, it's so crazy. Whereas me, I get like, totally. I become...
Yes.
And it's so... Even if man, even if it's like the tiniest amount, it is automatically face first. Never my ass. For me, never my tits.
For me, it's face tits, and it's like tits, you know, it's like big boxy tits.
Oh,
face,
yeah. Face
big boxy fat nipple tits, and then like upper arms. Why does my arms always.
My arms always.
The why?
First one to go. So crazy.
So. Well, I do think, well, now that my weekend getaway is done, I'm here for the rest of the year. I can go back to eating spinach and slimming up, and I think I might skip Thanksgiving.
I want to skip Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is the worst fucking, it's so tough.
It's very triggering for me.
You know what is so fucked up? This is the most fucked up thing you'll ever hear. My sister said, this is so crazy. My sister goes, on Thanksgiving, we're going to have a birthday party for Dave, her boyfriend, and we're going to do a roast. We're going to roast him, and we want you to do, you know, we want you to be, like, the main event.
If that, are they going to pay you? If they pay you, sure.
That is the war, that is my nightmare. That is something I would have a nightmare about, and it has come to fruition.
You should definitely say no, and stay here during Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I'll just say I got COVID or something. I mean, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I could roast the shit out of that man, but I don't think he would walk away.
Yeah, but then you're writing roast jokes for family members, and it's going to turn more sour than fun, I think.
And I have to, it's not like a roast where I roast some comic that I never see before, never see again. Yeah. And like when I do, it's like, well, it's comedy. It's somebody who's in my family for the rest of my goddamn life.
Yeah. If it goes badly, he will, might hold it against you for, like, 4 years.
I do and call I've him Sad seen, Dave on stage only and exclusively.
Really? He does not know that. I've seen roasts like that go pretty bad.
Have you?
Yeah.
Really? Like, family roasts?
Well, just, like, being an outside comedian for roasts. Where the family's like, say whatever you want, and then you say whatever you want, and they're like, all right, let's wrap it up.
I've had comedy shows where they're like, roast Edna, and I'm like, okay, who's Edna? And they point her out, and she's like 105 years old, can't hear anything I'm saying.
Right.
And the only thing I know about her is that she's old as fucking dirt, so I just keep bringing that up, and that's not funny, that's sad.
Yeah, and she's like, what?
Yeah, it's so crazy.
She's like, what's this young man doing on stage?
Who's Edna?
What's happening?
So you went. I was, so did you guys come back to the house and then go back upstate again?
Yeah.
To Sleepy Hollow?
No, we had like a plan to do like. So Saturday was like the Sleepy Hollow day, and then Sunday we were gonna do Hastings on Hudson and some hiking. So what ended up happening was we did Tarrytown stuff on Saturday, but what I should have seen coming was that Sleepy Hollow in October is the Disney World of upstate New York. It was so fucking crowded. I had to wait. We had to wait to do every activity. The cemetery is like teeming with people. It was
what were the chaos. Activities that people do up there?
So Washington Irving's house there. He's the writer of The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. So you can tour his house. You can. There's like a mansion there that you can tour. There's like the graveyard where Rockefeller's buried, and there's the Dutch house where the Headless Horseman, Dutch church. There's like a lot of like fall tourist things. That people come to Tarrytown to do. And because they're there to see the graveyard, the restaurants who are also now operating at 50% capacity because of COVID are also teeming with people. So you can't really do anything. It was chaos. It was chaos.
It's nice that you tried to plan a getaway. It's really adorable. I never do that in relationships. I'm always like, let's just fucking do a bunch of drugs and sit in this car together.
Well, you know what I realized is the quarantine. A getaway when you're quarantined with someone isn't really a getaway.
No, an affair is a getaway.
Right, yeah. I'm staring at Andrew. I'm like, wait, we've been getting away since March. Like, we've been staring at each other, and then you're just in an Airbnb, and you're like, What are we doing?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Good point. So what do you do for a getaway? He's got to get wasted. That's what needs to happen. Like your birthday. That was your getaway. Well,
I know. We were going to do that, but then the Airbnb threw a little twist in things. But I think maybe we'll have to do like group getaways. Because when you live together and you're quarantined together and then you go on a weekend away together, you're like, oh my God, you again.
Yeah, right. You think that something's going to magically transform where it's going to be two different people. It's going to be fall, Andrew and Maddie, but it's not. It's just sad just quarantine.
It's just us, and we see each other's skid marks, and now we're in a pumpkin patch.
Yeah.
So that was what I learned this weekend, is don't force yourself to get away when you're already in a desert island situation.
Yeah, what do you do then? It's almost like you have to force yourself to be social, but that's not possible.
Yeah, we were talking to like Stuart and Drew and talking about doing like a two couple thing in the winter thing. And where do you go though? I don't know. There's like some winter places, but I think he might leave for Thanksgiving and I might stay here.
That's bold. You're going to stay here for Thanksgiving.
Is that bad?
I think that's great. We could have a little comedians Thanksgiving, very small.
Yeah,
and
I think we should,
with only health food and Juuls. Also, switch to a Juul. Quit smoking.
Yes, I did smoke. That.
No. I'm saying I did. That was a new turn of events.
Ugh. Yes.
I got a Juul and a vibrator in the same fucking week, and now I'm just addicted to my little fucking devices. They sleep next to me in my goddamn bed. It's horrifying.
Do you mix them up?
No. One does not do the other. Yeah, I try and suck on the end of my vibrator. The vibrator, though, is a game changer, I will say. Who knows?
Yes, that's what you said last time.
But the Juul, God, now, I mean, it really is. I just need my two little things. If I go on a trip, I'm bringing both of them in their little respective baggies. I'm a modern woman.
Juul, vibrator, mask. The three, the holy trio. Holy Trinity.
Yeah, that could be a good quarantine article.
Yeah.
My new gang.
Yeah. That's like an article on Vox.com.
Yeah. I feel like quarantine has made a lot of people do a lot of drugs and fucking... I mean, every audience I've talked to that I've talked about drugs, they're like, yeah, total. I mean...
Yeah.
I think people are curing the pandemic with...
Well... That's also the type of audience who will come out to an outdoor show would also do drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's what's going on with me this week, and then early voting tomorrow.
Are you gonna go?
Yeah, I'm gonna vote for Trump. No, I'm kidding.
I know you're voting for Trump. Why are you specifically doing early voting?
I think it's going to be chaos next week, so I'm like, I might as well just get it out of the way.
I mean, I know J.P. McDade said on his Instagram that he spent like 3 hours and 40 minutes, and I've been seeing these lines like around the block.
I know. Well, I think the weekend was crazy because people didn't want to do it during their work week. So, but for those of us who don't have jobs, I think Stuart said she went today and it was like 10 minutes.
Oh, great. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So I think the weekend,
and I think maybe the first 2 days of it being open, it was crazy, but it should be fine now.
My mom said today that Amy Coney Barrett is trying to undo same-sex marriage shit. Did you read about that?
Already? Wow. She's really a go-getter.
She really is a go-getter. Could you... man. So wild.
I'm like, we have so many things wrong, and you're gonna go after gay people? Like, who gives a fuck? Can you start with other stuff at least to make it look like you're not an evil person?
It feels like my mom is really against it, but there's also part of her that's for it because then all of her girlfriends will stop wanting to marry her, you know, or not be able to marry her.
That's a bit. She should do stand-up because that'd be a bit.
She should do stand-up. She'd be great at stand-up. She'd blow us all out of the water.
Yeah.
I'm trying to write this bit about running into my, you know how me and my sister think that my dad's ex-wife, killed my dad?
Oh, no, I didn't know this.
So me and my sister have this theory because my dad's ex-wife, her husband before my dad died, and then my dad died, and now another one of her ex-husbands who she had reconnected with died.
What? No yeah. way. Really? Mm-hmm. How'd they die?
They died of... One died of cancer, my dad a heart attack, and then I don't know what the other one was.
So it's hard to give someone cancer.
It's really... It turns out it's really difficult to do. But yeah. this is like a thing that me and my sister have, like, talked about, and we always, you know, right. it's like half, we like half believe it. I right. think my sister really believes yeah. it. Right. But I'm trying to write about how this one time when I was on tripping on mushrooms in New York, I ran into her. And she came up to me, and we hadn't talked because there was, like, a lot of beef, because she, like, sold all my dad's stuff immediately, and, like,
yeah.
there was just a lot of beef. And how I was tripping so hard, and she didn't, she doesn't know that me and my sister think she right. killed my dad, but she came right. up to me and said, I don't want there to be any bad blood. And I said, oh, no, no, don't worry, there is no dad blood. And I accidentally Whoa. Said dad blood. And and then I, like, I mean, I basically, I mean, I, my friends, like, came in and, like, dragged me away because it was so weird. Yeah. And they're like, we have to go immediately.
Yeah.
But the other day I was thinking about that, and I had completely forgotten that I had said I also don't want there to be any dad blood, and it was killing.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to make that into a bit. You think it's got legs?
Well, I do think it's an amazing way to end a lighthearted podcast, and I do think it has legs. Might be hard, because audiences are always such pussies, and they're like, aww, your dad really... died?
They Wait, really, the dead thing wife, really gets them.
Yeah, and the wife killing, like, if you were a guy, I feel like it would be easier because for some reason people are like, oh. But when it's a girl talking about it, they're like, oh.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy that anytime I talk about my dad dying, I immediately have to say, don't freak out because it's going to happen to every single one of you. Because immediately they're like, oh.
You have to, and, like, everyone else gets away with. So, but, yeah, I think it'd be funny.
Okay, cool. Great.
Baby, now you got dad blood.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, she was like, I don't want there to be any bad blood between us. And I was like, there's no dad yeah. blood. And I like, as I said that, felt like my body was, like, vanishing yeah. behind. I mean, it was so, I was, like, yeah. felt like I was evaporating. I could not believe I had said that. Yeah. Okay, any final thoughts on the pod to wrap it up?
Final thoughts? No, it's getting chilly, so stay warm out there, guys. Stay healthy, stay hydrated, and come to our shows on Halloween.
Yeah, at Studio 11 and yeah. another one that we'll post about.
Yeah.
Jules Vibrators Rule Airbnb...
Does not
and
rule.
Sugar suck. That's the
yep. Sugar sucks.
That's this week's yeah. lesson. Okay, love you guys. Bye.
Bye.